Schofield's hot here after we've just been leatherhead on penalties. Scott, drama all the way, but do we deserve it in the end, do you think?
Yeah, to be honest, we had so many chances during the actual 90 minutes. I mean, even the first half, which has been 3-0 up, you find yourself 1-0 down. We a very, very dubious penalty, you know, but I've told Max, he's a young boy and he's got to learn just to stand up. When experienced players are in that area, they've got to go down, and it, unfortunately, they got a penalty, they scored it. 1-0 down at half time, as I said, didn't think we deserved it. Come back in the second half, lift ourselves. And then defending was so, so poor, you know. You've got to adapt to the situation. The pitch was rock hard, as usual. You know, and we asked them to do the right things, putting the ball in the right channels, going for second balls. And we don't, you know, and you put yourself under pressure that many times, you're going to concede a goal. The guy scored a fantastic free kick. But, you know, the ball should have been put up the other end right away, as we've told them. And you can only tell people so many times before they make their own decision. So, you know, that's maybe one thing we need to work on. But I've got substituted, we seem to come alive, I don't know why, but no, we battled back well. I kept trying to put crosses in at the right areas, and we did, and we scored 2 good goals for it. You know, and I honestly thought we could go on for there and win. We've had chances after that, we've no took. Matt Flitter, Elvo, Phil Winkfield never took them, but we got the penalties, and it just shows you the team spirit. I'm so, so pleased for the lads, I'm so, so pleased. It's like the season could have just purred out, and we stuck by it, we stuck together. You see the lads cuddling each other, running down to the fans. I'm well pleased for the fans. That's brilliant. Another final. First final, I believe, is it for 3 years?
Yeah.
So I'm well chuffed for the fans, well chuffed for the players, you know, and hopefully we can go on for here and, as I say, finish in the top five.
Yeah, you mentioned that man Wingfield came on and within about, I think, 30 seconds he'd scored the goal. He's still doing it, isn't he?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, you know, fans' favourite. Comes on for me, great. I was, you know, I'm well pleased for him. You know, the twos are getting older now and we're taking out turns at times playing games and stuff, and no, I'm well pleased. He's a great goal scorer, you know, and he'll always nick one for you.
Just finally, a word for Dave Clark. He hasn't played for a while, but I thought he had a fantastic game today.
We've missed him, you know. People don't realise you miss experienced players, big time players, and when they're not playing, you miss them. And we've missed Clarky for the last 8 weeks, 10 weeks, and you can't keep asking young boys to do an experienced player's job, and that's been the case, and we've missed him and we've missed other players, and it's such a shame we've not had him in the running, because I still believe that we're good enough to be in the top 3 or 4.
Cheers, Scott.